The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And the aforementioned German Gavin, horticulturist, garden designer, Chelsea Gold Medal winner, is with me now to talk tulips.
Yes, amazing story about tulip mania, which happened in Holland, in a few cities in Holland back in the 1630s.
Yes. This is when it started. Now, where does the tulip come from?
So the tulip comes from 20,000 feet up in the mountains in the border between Afghanistan and China. So it is...
That's where it's happiest there.
That's where it's happiest. That's where they originated. That's where it was most prized. And it would have been prized by the nomadic people who lived there, who began to bring those bulbs with them as they move. So it spread across that part of Europe and then eventually comes down into what we call now Constantinople.
Now, we'll go to the horticultural of all of this now, because the idea of a bulb, whether it's an onion bulb or a tulip bulb, being utterly transportable.
Yes, amazing. And not only that, being transportable, but doing very well if it is kept out of the ground for a couple of months. So stronger once it goes into the ground. So after flowering, lift it, and the bulb itself getting stronger. And the bulb is, we've talked about bulbs here before, it stores everything for the following year. So a bulb will already have the petals and the flower and the food stored within.
So that's
that
why you
sun.
Let them die back.
Exactly, yeah.
You don't...
You let the energy go back into that... package.
All right. So who brought the tulip to the Netherlands?
So there was a number of different ways that it got there, but in the 1550s, the ambassador from the Habsburg court to the Sultan Suleiman the Magnificent sent bulbs from Istanbul to Vienna. So that's how it arrived in Europe. But that's how it's kind of noted to arrive in Europe. What if, you know, bulbs were, there were a lot of travellers to Istanbul at that time, so lots of people would have brought them in, but that's the...
Now, this is when the Earth is kind of becoming global in the sense that things came from other places.
These were major...
spices from the East or... Other things like tomatoes, potatoes?
Exactly. Around that time. So it wouldn't have been unusual. Major trading routes. And it actually ends up in Holland, which was one of the... Had the Dutch East India Company. It was soon after, kind of within 100 years, have been free from Spain, which would have controlled Holland. And yes, lots of goods been transported. So it arrives in Holland and it is sent to a guy called Clausius, who was trained as a doctor but never was a practicing physician, and he would have run a garden which would have been the Oxford or Cambridge of a kind of university, so in a university town, and he loved these bulbs, but he loved them just for their horticultural amazement, and he had a walled garden and he grew these plants really beautifully in this walled garden.
Now, they were red.
They were red, yeah. They were simple colours, so amazing specimens, but simple colours until a virus began to take hold. And the most common kind of virus was the tobacco mosaic virus. Now, this virus had an incredible effect on the bulb. It would weaken the bulb, so long term it was no good, but in terms of producing colours, it was just magnificent. So you would have different colours being introduced.
And this was effectively disease showing in the petals of the flower.
Exactly.
But that was it, though. If you bought one of those, you got 1 year out of it and that was it.
Well, no, you might get a few, you could easily get a few years. But the problem with bulbs is, with tulip bulbs, is they take a long time to propagate. There's a few ways of doing it, from seed. And if you grow it from seed like any other seed, it won't come true necessarily to the parent plant. It's not a clone of the parent plant. And that can take up to 7 years.
But the bulb just keeps reproducing itself.
A bulb will produce bulblets, but not many of them. 1 to 3 per year. So there's those tiny bulbs at the base of the bulb. You would separate that. So they were rare, and their rarity gave them a kind of value. what was happening in Holland at that time was very interesting. So they were exploding in terms of wealth. Those who had money had an awful lot of money.
But they were also Calvinists, you told me.
Yes, Calvinists. So they weren't meant to show off the money. It's very interesting. If you go to Holland, I go to Holland a lot buying plants. And I go through these little towns and villages and all very cute and everything like that. But it's notable for the fact that you can see into people's living rooms. Everything is on display. So they're trying to show that they're not ostentatious. They don't have curtains. So you see whole pictures of life. And it's very different to the way we live here in these islands. So what was seen, these merchants who were making huge amounts of money kind of bought country houses. They developed estates and you were allowed to spend your money on nature. So growing tulips was seen as very good. Now, not many people did because not many people had that sort of money, but you might have had 20, 30 merchants developing big estates, hiring gardeners and growing tulips.
And when did tulips become the thing?
It really around the 1350s and, well, kind of earlier than that. For these wealthy people, it became the thing. And there was one guy who had some amazing tulips. They were white, but they were speckled in scarlet. And all the other wealthy merchants wanted to buy, but he kept holding on to them. His gardeners kept reproducing them. He wouldn't sell. And because he wouldn't sell, their value went up. So the guys in the taverns, the working person in the taverns in Harlem and in Amsterdam, you know, they were hearing about this and they kind of wanted in. Tulips were the place that value could be made.
So they would auction or sell these tulips?
So this was really quite incredible. Life was hard. The poor in Holland were wealthier than the poor in other places. And they had some money left over. So for instance, weavers might have it. They'd work 6 days a week, 12 hours a day to make a basic wage. But they had some value because they had their equipment. So they and other trades, sailors and whatever, began to go to taverns. And in total, there were about 5,000 of these around for about 7 years leading up to 1636. And they began to trade, and they began to trade speculatively, tulip bulbs.
Tulip bulbs. And what sort of money were they fetching at the height?
Well, at the height, it was really quite extraordinary. They weren't the best tulip bulbs. They began to be just the ordinary tulip bulbs. And at the height, they were trading at the price of a house on the canal.
Wow.
In Amsterdam. So incredible money, absolutely amazing. Now, sometimes, so this trade was always, as I say, it always took place in taverns. It started off monthly, then weekly, then nightly, or the trade would start at midday. There'd always be an official notary there. And sometimes the trade would happen speculatively. So the tulips were in the ground. Nobody knew what was going to happen next spring when the tulips came out of ground. Nobody knew what was happening once the flower kind of came out. But in one night, on little scraps of paper, a tulip could be traded seven or eight times. So people were beginning to make money.
Now, we have heard about the tulip bulb. What about the tulip bubble that eventually has to burst?
So it really, this tulip mania concentrated in time in a short period, the height of it really, between the autumn of 1636 and the spring of 1637. And what happened, we don't really know, because there weren't newspapers at the time. There were kind of religious pamphlets you were meant to use. But what's reputed to have happened is there was an auction one day and the tulips didn't meet in Harlem. The tulips did not meet the reserve price. And pretty soon, in that tavern, the news spread to another tavern and another tavern, and the bottom fell out of the market. Just kind of instantly.
Literally overnight.
Overnight,
kind of,
yeah.
No
yeah.
one wants tulips anymore. Yes. And now, how aware were people that this was a bubble? And were there sceptics standing back and saying, hang on, guys, what are you doing buying tulips?
There were some sceptics, but there hadn't been bubbles before. And remember, this had lasted for 10 years and prices really only went up and up. So they hadn't been. Holland had invented the stock market through the and the futures trading. They would be betting on things like ships coming in, when would they arrive, what would the cargo be like. So, you know, the tulip kind of betting was just a common man's version of that. It was a stock market that took place in bulbs. And yeah, there were warning signs and people were parodying this. Art had an awful lot to do with it. So at the height, a trader might have a portrait painted of himself and his wife, and they might have been holding one of these bulbs. But some artists began to parody it.
And do we know when tulips became sort of very widespread and in every shop in these islands every spring? I mean,
so the bubble burst. There had to be a day of reckoning. People were left with their scraps of paper. People began to go to court to sue their friends and neighbours and whatever. And it went to the court and went to the government, went back to the court. And there were different kind of verdicts given out each time. So the government decided to pass a law that nobody could sue. So nobody was left. It was only 5,000 people in this market. Nobody was left really hugely out of pocket. So it was a mania. Those prices were achieved for a period, but it ended fairly gently. It didn't affect the Dutch economy.
And clearly people got to love tulips. And
then tulips kind of boomed because Holland was a great place to grow them. And it was the centre of trading. And they had that expertise in trading because of the Dutch East India Company.
What a fantastic story. Dermot Gavin, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.